So the giver of stars, Jojo Moyes, and all the reviews that we've had, and I know you've had some and I've had some, we'll read them through, but everyone loves this. Did you love it?
I did. Yes, I've wanted to read it for such a long time, actually. So it was lovely to have the opportunity to do so. But it's a fascinating premise for the book. I was so inspired by all the articles that I'd read about how the author came about the idea, because it's based on real life. She'd seen some black and white pictures of what were horseback librarians. And it was a program that started in the 1930s in America, where they sent out women generally on horses loaded up with books into remote locations to distribute them, the books, to people who wouldn't normally be able to access them. So they couldn't get into a town for the libraries, or they couldn't go to schools or whatever. So these women would go out and about into this mountainous countryside and deliver books. So I thought, what an amazing idea. I'd never heard of it before. And so Jojo Moyes has taken that concept, that that historical program event, and she's imagined a character and, or various characters and their lives, and put together this amazing story. So it's the story itself is about Alice, who's a young English woman, and she marries a wealthy American and travels back home with him to this small town in Kentucky. And she's got really high hopes of a new life, and, you know, all the opportunities that she thinks she's going to be able to access. But in fact, her marriage is really unhappy, and she doesn't find anything stimulating to do in what is a stifling community. But then there's this call for volunteers to undertake this horseback librarian program. And it's led by Marjorie O'Hare, who's a determined, independent woman who's passionate about this goal to encourage reading to the poor and the isolated. So Alice gets involved and she becomes friends with Marjorie. And the novel then talks about their experiences of going out into this landscape, the friendships between the librarians, but also the challenges they face and the people they meet, how they get involved in taking books to these people. And then it goes on. So this is quite a book. There's loads in it. It goes on to talk about the hope for romance between, not between the women, for the women, and the fulfillment and independence that they hope to achieve through this particular project, how it opens up their horizons. And also for the people in that community as well, how books can be a real enlightening as well as an education. So there's lots in here. So I really enjoyed it. And yeah, I think you will continue to, because it just gets better and better. There's so much.
Yeah, I have to say that as soon as I picked it up and got myself into it, I mean, the character, the main character, I mean, you're on her side all along, really, aren't you? And in the way she describes how she goes out and how she, because she's moved to this, it's a real backwater, isn't it, with all yeah. these cultural expectations of how she should behave. And actually just getting on the horse and going out into the countryside, you can feel those expectations lifting off her shoulder.
You can, and also the relationships with the people that are quite quite different because of the remote locations that they're living in. But the mountain people have various ways of doing things, and one of them is they don't want to take a book from her or from any of the librarians unless they can give something back, so that they don't want to be obligated, I suppose.
They do charity, do they?
Yeah. So they'll give something in return, and that can be just a recipe. A recipe for a very special cake or something. It's just lovely. It's quite charming. Those sort of details are really quite special.
I love the idea of, we have our own mobile libraries. We've got our own little libraries, haven't we? Suffolk Libraries Day coming up. But I just love the fact that they would go out on the horseback, and that it's based on a true story.
It is amazing that we haven't heard more about it, really, because it is such an interesting concept and so wonderful that these people did it. And it did change lives. It was an amazing thing to do. But I think it was quite short term. It didn't last so long, I suppose. I think it might have been only about 10, 15 years or something. And then it was just discontinued. But yes, they were really loaded up with these horses. I mean, I read in one of the articles that they could carry up to 100 books.
Wow.
In the packs that they were carrying, which doesn't seem quite right. But anyway, I've read it. So
poor old horses as well.
Yes.
Now, I know, how many comments have you had?
I've got 4.
four comments. Okay, so I think one of them duplicates. Let me read one, because this is from Maura Gliffin from the Woodbridge Library. So she works in the library as well. And she had actually reviewed it for the website as well. So she says, I recommend the book because it depicts a fascinating and probably little known fact of American history. There are various threads explored through the novel, including racism, the place of women in the home. But it's the perfectly drawn characters that bring this story to life, from the hillbilly mountain men to the strict churchgoers and the bigoted townsfolk. It's a great read, and as someone who's worked in Suffolk libraries for many years, one I would highly recommend. I love the idea of librarians riding out to remote farms with a bag full of books, fighting prejudice, suspicion, and sometimes open hostility before winning a place in people's hearts. I think it describes it really well.
It does. I think actually Suffolk libraries had one of their librarians take some books from one library to another.
They did last year.
Yes, so which is quite a nice idea, isn't it? So perhaps we'll rekindle the idea. But I've got a comment also from a former librarian, Mary, and she says that she loved the book. I found the historical element intriguing, as I hadn't heard of the Packhorse Library project before. What an amazing idea. There was a strong story in this book of the Packhorse women's lives, their ups and downs and incredibly strong bonds in the face of adversity. Equally, the element of the power of books on people's lives, people who wouldn't normally have access to them, and how the book can help in so many ways. I hadn't read any of JoJo Moyes' books before, but reading this one has made me look for another by her. So that's always a good thing, isn't
really
it?
Good, and yeah, it's lovely as well to find an author that you want to read more of. I think we've both got one from Meg Reed. She's the director of Felixstowe Book Festival, and high praise from her. She says, a gripping and inspiring story about horseback librarians in 1930s Kentucky. I love the celebration of books and the ways in which reading can bring communities together and bring people comfort and life-changing knowledge. I also love the description of the friendships and rivalries between the five feisty and complex female characters. The Giver of Stars is one of the most unforgettable books I have ever read. That's high praise, goodness, isn't it?
It is indeed.
And I haven't got any more, so you do yours.
Oh, right. So I've got one from Caroline, and she says, I couldn't put it down. It's probably my favourite JoJo Moyes book so far. The reason why I liked it is the range of well-drawn characters, the mix of genre, exciting opening, starting with a frightening attack, and how the structure returns to that incident later in the novel with devastating consequences. We need to come back to that, actually. I was also fascinated to read more about the history of these real-life, brave and inspiring women that the novel was based on. Overall, a gripping read. Mm-hmm. So, yes, another shining endorsement there. But also the fact that this book has got so many different elements to it, and one is there's a suspicious death in the book. So it takes a very sort of sinister and tragic turn, and we have to find out if things are resolved in it. So it's got the romance, it's got the historical element, and it's also got almost a murder mystery to it. So there's lots going on here. And I've got one more, which is from Linda, and she says that she was given the book for Christmas and found it a complete change from JoJo Moyes' usual style. But she was intrigued. Linda was intrigued as to how JoJo Moyes researched the book, because she understood she lived in Kentucky and immersed herself in the region as she was writing and researching the book. She actually said, because it was a slightly different style of book, she wasn't sure about it at first, but she persevered it and thoroughly enjoyed it and has passed it on to her sister to read. So always nice when you can recommend it to somebody.
It's fascinating, isn't it? So JoJo Moyes, The Giver of Stars. If you haven't read it, I think mostly it comes highly recommended, don't you think?
It certainly seems to, yes. We are very good.